Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back. It's a Loser Monday on the WIP afternoon show. Lost every freaking game we could this weekend. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, Brother Spike, was not a good weekend here in the Delaware Valley. Hell, no. In the whole state of Pennsylvania. I'm just saying, it was a tough weekend for everybody. It's a tough weekend for everybody. But it's a new day, and I'm ready to go tonight. We'll digest what the hell happened yesterday with this football team. But we also got to get ready for game two so we have the right energy in this building, so we have the right atmosphere to support these guys. Jackie Baseball, let me tell you, take a deep breath, count to 10, exhale, and let's get ready to kick some ass tonight. All right? Holla at your boy.
I got to be honest. I feel good. I don't really have much nerves walking in this ballpark today.
Okay.
We'll deal with the football team, but I need everyone to nut up a little bit. We got a ball game to win tonight.
There we go.
All right.
We ride at 6:08.
There we go.
All right. Well, enough with the good energy.
Here we go.
Well, look.
Enough with the good energy.
Well, here's the deal. Well, we'll start with the football team first, yes. And I promise we will get to the baseball team, and we'll start to look at tonight's game. But the... I'm not glad they lost the game. I'm not. But at least losing the game can allow us to call things for what they are this week. And we don't have to play this game that because they won the game that everything is all right. Here is the truth.
We do that a lot.
Yes. Yeah. The Eagles' offense sucks. It flat out sucks, especially considering the personnel that is on this team. They don't do anything well consistently. They do not run the ball well consistently. They do not pass the ball well consistently. They have no identity because they don't do anything well enough to do it for long enough to be their identity. And you can look at just about every metric there is, from the regular ones to the advanced ones. There are no good passing metrics. There are no good rushing metrics. They are now 30th in the league again in sack rate. 30th. There's only 32 teams. They have the fourth most three and outs in the entire NFL. For every good half of offense we have one that is not only subpar, but is absolutely positively horrible. And I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know if it's Kevin Petrullo. I don't know if it's Nick Sirianni. I don't know if it's Jalen. I don't know if it's the offensive line. But it is not even close to being good enough to be a Super Bowl team. Not even close. And this whole thing where the quarterback and the star wide receiver do not talk to each other is psychotic loser stuff. It is what losers do. To hear that they missed each other on a deep pass and they don't talk to each other about what happened afterwards is what losers do. They have all the makings of a poorly coached team. They get dumb penalties. They say they don't communicate well. Every week it's the same thing. We just aren't executing well. And last year they had a gift that they could solve the problem of their offense with this dominant offensive line and this dominant running back. They do not have that gift this year. And the last thing, you can miss me with all of this. It's early and they have to get used to their new coordinator stuff. It's crazy to say it. The Lions have a new coordinator. Every time I look, they're scoring 40 points. The Indianapolis Colts have a brand new quarterback. Every time I look, they're scoring 40 points. The Bucks have a new offensive coordinator. The Eagles have the same players they had last year. They have the same head coach, and they have an offensive coordinator who's been in the building for 5 years. Mm-hmm. It just isn't good enough. And they've been playing with fire all year long with this, and it finally bit them yesterday. Yeah. You know, we can talk about penalties and all this. They scored 17 points.
Yeah.
The end of the day, they scored 17 points, and it's just not good enough. And the thing that is bothering me is normally when something is wrong, mm-hmm. you can pin it on somebody.
Right.
We all want to pin it on Petullo or pin it on Jalen or pin it on Nick or one of these right. things or pin it on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. It just feels like none of them are doing their jobs well enough, and that's why we are where we are.
Well, where we are, Spike, is 4-1.
Well, that's right? True. Yes.
Take a deep breath. I understand. Listen, I'm not going to stop anybody that wants to release this frustration that I'm sure has been pent up for a few weeks. But when you win football games, it's hard to, from a mental and psychic standpoint, of trying to enjoy the win while also deal with the issues that you clearly see on game day.
Right.
So I get that. Get that. I'm not going to stop anybody from letting it out today. Here's what I'll say. I'm not overreacting. They are 4-1, and maybe the loss does turn out to be a good thing, because some things you have to face in a loss that you choose to ignore in wins. We do that as fans all the time, and that's why the attention around the team is going to be a little different this week, and that's fine. Now everybody has a dose of reality. It finally cost them a game. But I'll tell you what, some things I'm okay with what I saw yesterday. I'm okay with the way I saw the passing game start to look yesterday. We've been talking about pass the football, explosive plays. Yesterday was by far the most explosive the offensive looked through the air. And 38 passes, albeit probably about 10 too many. It's probably about 10 passes too many. And I get it. I get it. They got pass happy yesterday. But you know what happened? They saw those explosive plays and they said, man, let's keep doing it. We're hitting the ball to Devontae. We're hitting the ball to, you know, AJ didn't get explosive plays, but hell, at least he got targets. I mean, they're hitting the ball to Jahan Dotson down the field. There were some good things. Jalen looked good for the most part throwing the football yesterday. Yes, there were lulls in the offense where they didn't pick up first downs and all of that. All that stuff can be correct. I'm not telling you it was a flawless game. It was a game full of flaws that when you lose, now you have to address those things. But what I will say, it's the first loss of the season. Buffalo Bills also lost last night to the New England Patriots at home. So no one's undefeated anymore. And it forces you to have to look yourself in the mirror with some of these things. But at the same time, if I'm looking for what I wanted to see some progress from, the passing game, I saw it. I saw it. I saw good throws. Saquon out of the backfield. Hadn't seen that all year. I saw throws down the field. Hell, I saw 3rd and 17 where they usually have handed the ball off and just given up.
That was a gift. That was nice.
They threw one down the field to Devontae early in the game. Those are things that I can take away from this game and say, you know what? Let's build on that. We have to get the running game going. And believe me, if you don't think Saquon is going to be running with a little extra pep in his step Thursday night, once we see that part of it get going, Spike, this team, there's still a lot of football left to play. Still a lot of football left to play. Man, get it out. Man, get it out. Get your frustrations out today. Get your frustrations out today. And yes, they threw the ball because their wide receivers have been complaining for 2 or 3 weeks. So they said, damn it, we'll throw the damn ball today. They threw it. Devontae looked like a damn top 10 receiver. And AJ will get him going. We'll get him going once he starts.
I'm glad you're positive.
Yeah, well, listen, the 60-yarder was there for the touchdown.
It was.
If he kept running.
It was.
If he keeps running, that's there. And now that's Jalen 300-plus yards, three touchdown passes. A.J. sitting at about, what, 100 yards? Because that's 60 more yards added to whatever he did yesterday. That's a good day. That's not even including the Jahan Dotson pass that I still believe he caught. And the Devontae Smith pass that got called back.
Because of the illegal motion.
Because of that nonsense they called against Saquon. That stuff Jalen actually did and hit. I know it didn't count, but I saw it with my own. I hadn't seen that all year long. I saw it yesterday, and if we can look like that throwing the ball and add the run game to it, we got some good things going. Listen, they finally got bit in the butt yesterday. Be upset, you got every right, but I think it's more upset about what has been the totality over five games. That's where the frustration.
Yeah, it's not just about
their first game of the season. Yeah, they just lost their first game of the season.
It's not about the loss,
right?
Yeah, it really isn't. They, as you mentioned, Buffalo lost. You're not gonna go 17-0.
Exactly.
Yeah, but and I will say this: and 215-592-9494, agree partially on the passing thing. What concerns?
They look good passing the ball yesterday.
What concerns me is what happened in the second half. Mm-hmm. Is Denver primarily plays man, but what they did in the second half is what the Bucs did. Is they only rushed four guys. Now sometimes they drop guys back into coverage, and one of the guys that was rushing was a cornerback or a safety or whatever it was, and they drop everybody back into zone, and that's when all those sacks start happening. That's when we hold on to the ball, and it's when we, you know, and even the sacks that is just Jalen running out of bounds a yard or two short, that's still a sack. It's a passing play that ends up in a loss.
I agree.
You know, so all right.
No, there's definitely some negative there that they need to clean up. I'm just saying, at least yesterday, I saw some things I'd been looking to see all year long.
Right.
And to see the ball going down the field and challenging defense. That's a very good Broncos defense. See, we all looked at that 2-2 record, and we act like that was supposed to be a cakewalk. That's a very good football coach. They got a head coach that was a defensive coordinator that used to be a head coach over there, much like we have, right? So you got good coaches over there, good scheme, and Bo Nix didn't make the play to cost him the game yesterday.
No, he didn't.
He didn't make any huge mistakes yesterday. Although that was a strip sack that Cooper DeJean had. I'll go to my grave saying that. I don't give a damn what they're talking about. Arm going forward, that nonsense. That was a strip sack. It was a strip sack. It's an offensive league where they give you the benefit of doubt with this nonsense. That was a damn fumble.
Your boy almost had it. It was a good play by Cooper, whether it was a fumble or not.
Yes.
215-592.
They finally used in the rush to pass.
94-94. Yes.
Like that.
215-592-9494.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't believe you're feeling so good. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
I'm trying to bring the good vibes to the city.
Which we need.
It's a lot of – go ahead.
Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, like I'm with Ike. Now, listen, this is what the loss did. It gives us the opportunity to address stuff. Listen, I'm like Ike. There's a lot of stuff I saw, but like there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned up with this football team. Like, for example, like when we talking about like the penalties, you know what I'm saying? Like the goofy stuff. Like I'm not even gonna blame the ref. I'm just talking about like the goofy penalties that we put on ourselves. Like all three of our star players yesterday got false start penalties. Saquon, AJ, Devontae, like that stuff needs to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when I sit here and look like the offensive line, yeah, it's reeling. You know what I'm saying? Like Dickerson in and out. You know, you're dealing with Brent Toff in there. You know, yeah. Steen, all that. Like we got to get that figured out. But this is the thing with this team, right? I've seen them, you know, deal with adversity and overcome it. But this is something that needs to happen, right? I need everybody to take accountability. I don't see everybody taking accountability. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, who
like,
do you want to take accountability?
Everybody on the team. I need the whole team.
What do you mean? You're not you don't cover a team. You can say who it is.
Who are you talking about?
I need everybody to take accountability. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. You know, I just hear certain people taking accountability, some people all trying to put the blame. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I love this football team. I'm a fan. Like, the same thing with the Phillies. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a change the topic a little bit. I'm tired of this back and forth bull crap. Oh, the team lost. Oh, well, this team going to lose. We all fans are the same damn teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all forgot what it was like when we was losing and stuff. Like, when we was...
Yeah, Fritz.
We want to win everybody. Baseball. This ain't no baseball versus damn football. We fans of both teams. And I'm tired of this,
not
man.
Not my mentions over the weekend.
Well, you created that.
Phillies need more Jalen.
And I'm just tired of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to go out here and we got to support this thing now. Now, everybody, you can get it out, you know. Some people going to be AJ style. Like, that's what I don't want. I don't need no AJ versus Jalen versus Coach. It's a team. We for everybody. Everybody need to get it together. Everybody want Betullo gone, right? This is what I don't get. Everybody want Betullo gone, but then they'll say Jalen got 75 offensive coordinators. Well, guess what happened if Betullo leaves?
That's
another offensive coordinator. Also, right. So there's another new voice. So I give you another excuse. All I'm saying is clean the stuff up, man. We got the Giants this week. We gonna bust on them. Pause. But this is the easiest part of the schedule. Clean this up. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it together, man. Jeff Dowling, you ain't off the hook. Are you the GOAT? Clean it up. Everybody, Quinyon Mitchell wasn't your best showing yesterday, but I still believe in you. Clean it up. You know what I'm saying? That's all. We all right, y'all. Feel tonight. Right.
Yep, take care of business tonight.
Yeah, take care of business.
Well, interesting. So, no Bader.
No Bader at all.
No Bader. Sosa's playing second, and Otto Kemp's in left field. Outfield of Castellanos, Marsh, and Otto Kemp.
Is Stott at they're not playing Stott at
they're
all?
They're not playing Stott.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well.
You gotta do it.
Sosa has been great.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I need that ball on the ground, or at least a line.
Is Bader available to pinch hit?
I think he's talking right now.
Okay.
He could possibly pinch hit, according to Rob Thompson.
Okay, so you know potentially we get him back in Los Angeles.
Win tonight, and hopefully he's good to go for Game 3.
All right. Well, I think it's probably smart to not push him.
Yeah.
Tonight, you know, because then he ends up irritating it again. And look, part of Bader, the good part of Bader is his speed, both in the outfield and on the bases. And if you're getting a limited Bader, I sort of get that. Otto Kemp in left field, huh? Well.
Well, the splits here are great.
Yeah,
so that's probably why they went with him over Wilson.
Yep.
So, but still, that's it's a pretty big spot.
Yeah.
Pretty big spot.
215-592-9494. Trey in South Carolina. You're on WIP. What's up, Trey? Trey.
Hello, Spike.
What's up, Trey?
How y'all fellas doing?
What's up, Trey?
What up, Trey?
I don't want to run AJ out of town, man. AJ's not the problem, man. Jalen is, man.
So we're going to run Jalen out of town.
No, I don't want to run him out of town, man. I'm just saying, you see all these quarterbacks, Sam Darnold and what's the name? Baker Mayfield and all those guys, they're throwing the football all over the yard with hardly no weapons. Look at all the weapons we got, and look at what Jalen do, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know. Winning 20 out of 22 games is, I know that's tough to, like, accept, but it's hard to go 22-0. I mean, 20-2 is pretty good, right? In a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is your plan with the quarterback position if it's not Jalen?
Y'all might laugh, but that's the turn of a key.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to say to this man. Lay this on y'all, and I'll get off the phone. I want to lay this on y'all. I don't want A.J. gone, man. If A.J. gone, we don't have a chance.
Listen, I hear you. I don't think anybody wants A.J. gone.
Nobody wants A.J. gone.
The question is whether or not A.J. will want to still be here. Like, that's the reality of the situation. Either way you slice it. The Eagles have paid A.J. They clearly want him here. If he only determines his happiness of being here is how involved he is in the offense, then that's something he's going to have to reevaluate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much that simple. Like if you're a player that feels like you deserve and want to be a bigger part of an offense, and unless you get that, you're not going to be happy. I don't know what you want the Eagles to do. You want them to just cater everything to A.J. being happy? What about the other players?
Well,
the offense.
And especially if – and I'm not – again, I'm not putting this on A.J. It's both of them or whatever. If the quarterback and the wide receiver are not constantly communicating about like – they've been playing so long together that they should know each other like the back of their hand, right? That Jalen should know where A.J. is going to be. A.J. And if they're not, then that's a situation where they have to be – talking to each other and communicating and figure out why they're not. And if they're not communicating, which it seems like just based on answers that AJ gives, I don't know how they're going to get back. That's the thing, aside from the public comments, that's the thing that I'm most disappointed in AJ on, again, without trying to figure out who's the reason that they're not talking to each other, that if they're not communicating to get back on the same page, it's going to be really hard to get the best out of both of those guys.
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, communication starts with both parties wanting to communicate.
Right.
And somebody wanting to listen and be understanding. Like, so, you know, I'm not on the team, so I don't know how that dynamic works. All I know is that it's hard to find good quarterbacking play that you win the majority of the time with. And when you decide you want to move on from someone that wins with the regularity in which Jalen does as a starting quarterback in this league, you had better have an absolute replacement there that's going to do the same or better.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, you better have a good plan.
It's like trading a franchise basketball player because he's not – well, guess what? You had better have a good player or a good plan in place to replace that guy.
Most times when you see that happening, there has been somebody sitting there waiting – for the coach to get in there. Mm-hmm. You know, most times it's when the starting quarterback is older. And the only time I can think about it when the starting quarterback wasn't older was when Colin Kaepernick replaced Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. And it seemed it was Jim Harbaugh at that time, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like Harbaugh was waiting for his opportunity to get
Kaepernick.
Well,
he didn't draft Alex Smith. He drafted Colin Kaepernick.
He drafted
Kaepernick. So that's his quarterback.
Yeah, and he was waiting for the opportunity to do it. Alex Smith got hurt. Kaepernick got in there and never got out. But,
we saw Andy do the same thing with Alex Smith. He didn't draft Alex Smith. Yep. He drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
This is different, though. Now, Nick didn't draft Jalen.
But Howie did.
Yes. Yeah. Howie drafted him, and Jalen has already won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
See, you can't forget about all those other ingredients there. It's not equal on the surface. It's one guy is a franchise player.
Yep.
he's arguably the best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah.
So unless he's losing football games, no one in their right minds trades a starting quarterback that wins with the regularity that Jalen Hurts does.
215-592-9494.
For a wide receiver?
Yeah. For a wide, yeah.
Are you kidding
for
me?
For a wide receiver that isn't
Listen,
happy.
As great as Randy was and as great as T.O. was, neither one of them ever won a Super Bowl, and they both played for multiple teams.
Right, and you can point to
That you can win without that type. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like
you
can point to a ton of Super Bowl teams that didn't have a true number one wide receiver.
And AJ has won a Super Bowl. That's not to diminish what AJ is as a player. I'm trying to tell you the difference between the importance of one versus the other.
215-592-9494. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. We will be with you all the way up until game time. Coming up next, we will talk a little bit about the Phillies. Jack mentioned Harrison Bader not in the lineup tonight, and we will continue to break down the Eagles game. As Ike said, if you've been waiting several weeks to let it out, if the fact that they've winning
been frustrated
has prevented you from doing that, today is your day to do it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.